Here is where I think it begins. With Mr. Henry Mendez, the Hatch and Hodges division manager at Sweet Mary, and still my boss at the time, asking me to ride the 16 miles down to Delgado's with him in the mud wagon. I suspected the trip had to do with the company shutting down this section of the stage line. Mr. Mendez would see Delgado about closing his station and take an inventory of company property. But that was only part of the reason. It turned out I was the one who had to take the inventory. Mr. Mendez had something else on his mind. As soon as we got to the station, he sent one of Delgado's boys out to John Russell's place to get him. Until that day, John Russell was just a name I had written in the division account book a few times during the past year. So many dollars paid to John Russell for so many stage horses. He was a mustanger. He would chase down green horses and harness break them. Then Mr. Mendez would buy what he wanted, and Russell and two White Mountain Apaches who rode for him would deliver the horses to Delgado's or one of the other relay stations on the way south to Benson. Mr. Mendez had bought maybe 25 or 30 from him during the past year. Now I suspected he wanted to tell Russell not to bring in any more since we were shutting down. I asked Mr. Mendez if that was so. He said no, he had already done that. This was about something else. Like it was a secret. That was the trouble with Mr. Mendez when I worked for him. From a distance, you could never tell he was Mexican. He never dressed like one. Everything white, like their clothes were made out of bedsheets. He didn't usually act like one, except that his face, with those tobacco-stained-looking eyes and drooping mustache, was always the same, and you never knew what he was thinking. When he looked at you, it was like he knew something he wasn't telling, or was laughing at you, no matter what it was he said. That's when you can tell Henry Mendez was Mexican. He wasn't old. Not 50, anyway. Delgado's boy got back while we were having some coffee and said Russell would be here. A little while later, we heard horses, so we went outside. As we stood there seeing these three riders coming toward the adobe with the dust rising behind them, Mr. Mendez said to me, "Take a good look at Russell. You will never see another one like him as long as you live." I will swear to the truth of that right now, though it was not just his appearance. The three riders came on, but giving the feeling that they were holding back some, not anxious to ride right up until they made sure everything was keno. When Russell pulled up, the two White Mountain Apaches with him slowed to a walk and came up on either side of him. Not close, out a ways, as if giving themselves room to move around in. All three of them were armed. I mean armed. With revolvers, with cartridge belts over their shoulder, and carbines, which looked like Springfields at first. As he sat there, that's when I got my first real look at John Russell. Picture the belt down across his chest, with the sun glinting on the bullets that filled most of the loops. Picture a stained, dirty-looking straight-brim hat worn almost Indian fashion, that is, uncreased and not cocked to either side, except his brim was curled some and there was a little dent down the crown. Picture his face, half-shadowed by the hat. First you just saw how dark it was, dark as his arms with the sleeves rolled above his elbows. Dark, I swear, as the faces of the two White Mountain boys. Then you saw how long his hair was, almost covering his ears, and how clean-shaved-looking his face was. Right then you suspected he was more to those Apaches than a friend or a boss. I mean, he could be a blood relation, no matter what his name was, and nobody in the world would bet he wasn't. When Mr. Mendez spoke to him, you believed it all the more. He stepped closer to John Russell's roan horse, and I remember the first thing he said. He said, "Hombre." Russell didn't say anything. He just looked at Mr. Mendez, though you couldn't see his eyes in the shadow of his hat brim. "Which name today?" Mr. Mendez said. "Which do you want?" Russell answered Mr. Mendez in Spanish then, just a few words, and Mr. Mendez said in English, "We use John Russell. No symbol names, no Apache names, all right?" When Russell just nodded, Mr. Mendez said, "I was wondering what you decided. You said you would come to Sweet Mary in 2 days.